This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. We are witnessing the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We are among the nights of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr indeed is one of the most, in fact, the most special night. And Allah testifies in the Quran to its significance by mentioning it by name in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Is also referred to in other verses, Laylatul Mubarakah. But Laylatul Qadr is mentioned in the surah on three occasions. Surely we have revealed what we revealed, meaning the Quran, on the night of power. Qadr can mean power, it can mean destiny. It have many meanings, but primarily we refer to power. And what will make you comprehend what the night of power is? The night of power is greater than 1,000 months. Now we know that 1,000 months is over 83 years. And 83 years is more than the average human lifespan. So you can imagine the value of one night in this month greater than a lifetime. Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, a companion who grew up in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this is documented in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, he said that the Prophet said, Inna hadha shahr قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It has come to you this month, and it has a night greater in value than 1,000 months. مَنْ حُرِمَ فَقَدْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَ كُلُّ. مَنْ حُرِمَ فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلُّ. He said, this night, in this month, greater than 1,000 months, and whoever is deprived of the benefit of this night and of this month, or of this night in this month, is deprived of all goodness. And then another version says, وَلَا يُحْرِمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. He says, none is so deprived of any goodness as the one who's deprived of the goodness of this night. 3 points for our consideration, inshallah. One, why is the night referred to rather than the day? What is night of power? What about the day? Why isn't the day of power? Why the night is singled out? Secondly, why the night of power? Why that title, Laylatul Qadr? And thirdly, why are we searching for it? Why don't you know exactly when it is? Very briefly, as for the night, there is perhaps a higher purpose behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing the night, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubarak, for the commencement of the final revelation. Because the night is indeed conducive to quietness, to solitude, to serenity, to peacefulness, to seclusion, to tranquility, suitable for the nourishment of the soul, which is to receive revelation and to receive guidance in the case of Rasulullah, and even for ourselves, Laylatul Qadr, the night conducive. And as the Quran says, that the night, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأَوْ وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. Surely, in the wake of the night, the soul is most receptive and the words are most effective. As for power, Allah is the ultimate source of power. He's the first without a beginning, the last without an ending. All powerful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate source of power, a power that's infinite, inexhaustible, incomparable, and all-encompassing. And we know that the all-powerful creator, the creator of all creation, we see in the earth, the heavens and the earth, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of night and day, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are signs for those who use the intelligence and who exercise the intellect, who use the thinking capacity, those who reflect. But ayat can also mean, in other verses, the verse of the Quran. So whether you look at the ayah of the Quran or the ayat of Allah outside, all these come from the same source of power. The ayat of the Quran, the source is the all-powerful. The creation of the heavens and the earth, those ayat, also the source is the all-powerful. So the all-powerful creator and revealer chose to commence his final revelation to empower humanity on what he called Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. So we connect to the all-powerful through the revelation which came to empower us and which was revealed on the night of power. The third point, as for the exact night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in numerous ahadith and of course in Sahih al-Bukhari, تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من عشر الأواخير من رمضان. Search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now the information of the exact night was conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which night it was exactly was conveyed to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but was lifted or erased from his memory. Now, this is not something unusual. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times causes previous revelations to be abrogated and then to be forgotten. Or he may erase from the memory of prophets those things he wishes to be erased and replace it with something better. For example, in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِيَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Never do we cause a verse or a message to be, shall we say, abrogated or cancelled, or caused to be forgotten, except that we bring something better. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And surely Allah has the power of will to do anything. شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, all-powerful. So the incident I want to refer to here in the life of the Prophet and that we want to note is documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. An Ubada bin As-Samit radiyallahu anhu qala kharaja an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa ali wa sallam liyukhbirana bi laylatil qadr. The Prophet came out, Ubada bin As-Samit says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ali wa sallam came out to inform us about Laylatul Qadr. Fatalaha rajulani min al-muslimin. And when he came out to inform us, he saw an altercation, an argumentation, a disputation, a quarreling between Muslim brothers. Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa ali wa sallam, the Prophet said, kharajtu liukhbirakum bi Laylatul Qadr. I came out to inform you about Laylatul Qadr. Fatalaha fulanun wa fulan. And then these people were arguing and quarreling. Farufi'at. Allah erased it from me. Wa asa an yakuna khayran lakum. Perchance, perhaps, it is better for you. Now we search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The exact timing of Laylatul Qadr was lifted, maybe so that we may realize how damaging, how detrimental conflict and argumentation is to us as a community of faith. And we are still wallowing and caught up in the quagmire of argumentation and disputation over the most secondary issues. Conflict, you see, removes power. Conflict removes power. They cannot do to us what they're doing to us in all over the world. We have the most natural resources. If you look at the world, from the center of Africa to Indonesia, the entire center of the world, 70% of the world's mineral resources are there. Population-wise, more than one-third of the world's population. A single block of land from Indonesia right across. Even in India, we're a minority, we're 120 million, right down to Africa. Weak leadership, corrupt leadership, and a lack of unity and the lack of will to see the wisdom behind cooperation amongst ourselves. We are so preoccupied. We are so preoccupied, even among the ulama, so preoccupied with who's kafir and who's more kafir than the other, as if we are the only ones who know the deen. And none of these arguments are new. Not a single one of the arguments, with it madhahib issues or whatever, not a single one of them is a new argument. It means that we're actually retrogressing. So the Quran says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Do not fall into conflict, into disputation, into argumentation. In the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 46, because then your power will depart. So in this period of searching for the night of power, do not let conflict and negativity towards each other sap our energies and deplete our power. Let's make a commitment. Despite our differences and in spite of our differences, that we gather together under the Shahada, under the belief in Tawheed, in one Allah. Manfaat hai ke is qawm ki nuksani bhi ek hi sabka nabi, deen bhi iman bhi ek, haram paak bhi Allah bhi Quran bhi ek, kya bari baati hoti jo musalman bhi ek. Allama Iqbal says, what benefits us? Benefits all of us. When they hit us in Kashmir, they're hitting all of us. When they hit us in Myanmar, they hit all of us. When they hit us in China, they hit all of us. When they hit us in Palestine, they're hitting all of us. And all we do, mashallah, we do it, but we make dua. We become so weakened. So he says, manfaat, what benefits us, benefits all of us. What harms us, harms all of us. We have one Allah, one Qibla, one Quran, one Kaaba. Everything is one. What a pity that we are divided. So, in this period of searching for this night of power, remember why it was lifted from the Rasul, according to Sahih al-Bukhari. Why was it lifted? Because of two other Muslims arguing. Allah lifted it from the Prophet. Prophet didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. But perchance to learn that Laylul Qadr was taken away because of people arguing. And Allah said, let this be a lesson to you. And yet we argue. Some people even argue over Laylul Qadr. So do not let conflicts and negativity towards each other sap our energies and deplete our power. On this night of power, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-powerful, empower us through His infinite mercy with the powerful light of the guidance of the Quran. May He empower us through His infinite mercy and with the powerful light of guidance from the Quran. And may He envelop us with His pardon and His forgiveness. We ask Allah in the words of the Prophet, as he said to his wife, the best prayer for this night, for these nights, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, You are the pardoner and forgiver of sins. You are most generous. You love to pardon. So forgive us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.